Welcome back to During Business Hours. My name's Christopher. This is Alex. Like, comment, subscribe. Story time. How's your week been?
It's been.
Been? Has it been going or going bad?
It's been something. It's just been here, stagnant. Oh, yeah. Nothing going on, really.
Destroyed some soaps, you know.
Yeah.
This gentleman is devastated that he destroyed some high-end fragrance with his racing.
No, I'm just devastated that it didn't come out the way I wanted it to.
I think the colors were off too. You know,
I think a darker,
dark blue, yeah. like an ocean blue, dark blue would be great. Kind of like the, what are those guys? The submarine. We'll name it that. Ocean Gate.
Ocean Gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it looks like it's like pink and blue.
For Egyptian musk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a great smelling soap, but just like, fun times. Today, discussing that I've got 2 days until moving day and nothing is broken down.
Fun.
Planning. Welcome to America. So we packed all the big stuff and got like most of it torn down. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting trying to like grab things that you didn't realize you had. So I had to make 6 different trips to Enid just to get all the things I don't want them to break that I can fit in the back of my wife's car. And then she went and picked up baby daddy is here, Doug, daddy Doug, my daughter's biological father. So he's going to be helping out moving, but he got off the plane sick. So now he's hanging out at home with some emergency, some zinc, some ginseng tea, just, you know, enjoying playing with the kids, whatever. So we have to support him while we're moving. Then my parents are showing up in 2 days. So we have to support them and their drive over here. And then I have had zero time to prepare and move all of my stuff.
Just a lot of support.
America. Everything. Just. Also, I built a table and then finished up a welcome sign and a couple other woodworking projects before my 4 a.m., you know, sleep. Dude, the wind last night while I was trying to dump a. So in my workshop, I have a dust collector. It's mm-hmm. all the particles, all the sawdust, sucks it up. It's great. Except when you have to empty it, because in no direction can you empty that bag without getting sawdust up every orifice of your body? So I went and tried it in the dumpster. I was like, oh, I lift it, unzip, did that like 2 months ago. It poured everywhere. It got thrown out. But it was so windy at like 3 a.m. last night when I unzipped that thing, I became a ghost. And then the freaking garbage can tipped over everywhere.
Damn.
My wife left like boxes full of fluffy Amazon packing shit. Those exploded. So many McDonald's little pieces explode. Everything was all over the yard. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. The garbage men picked it all up for me. Yeah. I didn't realize it. At 9:30 a.m. they just came by, picked it all up. 3 guys from the truck. Like, I guess it's what they get paid for, but also bravo to the Woodward, you know, garbage disposal.
That's commitment right there.
That was very commitment. I wasn't touching it. I was just fed up. It was very, very good. I am freaking out at the move. I have to break this entire studio down.
In 2 days?
Within 2 days. Put it in my house so that it's part of the house move so I don't get charged more for them like coming over here, even though it's, you know, 30 feet. Also, I have to get the safe over there.
How'd you even get it in here?
I'm a beast. And I had a, you know, 500-pound caster thing that I put it onto and brought it all the way from Atwoods on the back of a trailer to here and put it up. It was easy. Because I had another person. Now I'm like, well, I need to order those strap things from Amazon where people can strap and move.
Oh, one on each side, yeah. Yeah,
move the fridge, and I can't do that because it won't be here before moving day. So I'm going to have to either get the movers, and then I know they're going to try and charge me more money to grab it. That's the shitty part.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then it's so many smaller runs is going to be annoying. We have a huge spider problem at the house. It's been killing it. So everything's everywhere. So it's frustrating. How do you decompress when you're freaking out? Something's going on. What do you do?
What do I mean, besides watching like anime, I like to.
Yeah. If you had no cell phone service, what would you do?
Probably read a book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a little merienda. It's like eating. It's like a little, like a midday snack or whatever. So you have like a nice little like sweets and tea and, you know,
is just where really you get the Reese's yourself. And tea thing. What? The Reese's after tobacco thing. Is that where you get it? Mm-hmm. Merienda.
Yeah, no.
I've never seen like somebody have a candy bar after smoking a cigar or having a whiskey.
Yeah.
You're the only person that I know. So.
Oh. Special.
Especial. But no, it's a great house. The first time I went there was yesterday. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to set things up. I'll call AT&T. They don't have fiber out there. So we have to use like some Cosmos random, almost like Pioneer, but for Enid. Mm-hmm. And then I found out that it's all non-commissioned officers for the Air Force that own all the houses.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not get Starlink?
Because it's $100. I think it's $100 or $140. I had it before moving here, and they were about to ship it out, and then we decided to move, so I canceled it. $299 for a new kit. But see, it was $100 and then $100 a month, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's $499, $599.
Mobile regional?
5 terabytes. See, right now I have 1 terabyte fiber optic, and it's, you know, a fifth of that, $200 a month. But that's crazy.
$1,000 for boats.
Greater than 10 miles per hour.
I think that was for, like, in a car.
This doesn't tell you how fast you get, though. Because this one says 50 gigabyte.
Unlimited. I think that's just for having it at your home. So it's $499 on top of whatever the monthly thing is.
Why is my NumLock not working? It's crazy to think that Russia's above China, you know?
Why is that?
Just the way, when you look at the map, you never think about it. San Francisco is super close to Shanghai and Taiwan, Japan. Ukraine's on the left. So, yeah. Which is next to, like, Romania, Bucharest, Serbia. Africa is going to start getting it. 2025. Oh, so it's $299 plus $120 a month. What's the pipe adapter?
You should put it on the pipe system.
Oh, from big to small? I guess that it's so that you can put a pipe on it instead of the stand, the proprietary stand.
I gotcha.
So, which means there's probably a 3D print of it. Sorry. Hey, Elon, I'm going to print my own. $75 for the fucking mount and pivot adapter. No, I'm good. Like the wall mount. If I just pipe adapter, extension, pipe adapter, bushing, reducer, dishy pole, pipe adapter. Yeah, they got all the pipe adapters, and then I bet Starlink. Ooh, sorry, Elon. Yeah, I'll buy it. How long is it going to take me to get it, though? Justin Timberlake got arrested for DWI in New York.
How old is he?
He's got Molly, Truvada, and Coke in his bloodstream, and poppers.
Real life. Like, why isn't it normal to say happy pride to people the entire month of June, like, in real life? Like, I'm at work, and I say happy pride to people because I feel like we should. It's Pride Month. I've only really been saying it to people who I can, like, I can tell are in the community, and I just get the vibe from that they're in the community. I shouldn't be scared to say it to literally everybody that comes in here. But I said it to one person, and as I was handing them the receipt, I was like, you're all set to go. Have a happy pride. And they were like, thank you, you too. It was so sweet. And then I said it to somebody else over the phone who was scheduling an appointment for like July. And I was like, and if I like don't hear from you before then, have a safe and happy pride. And they say, oh my God, genuinely, thank you so much. Absolutely. Oh my God, thank you. Oh my God, I just want to like hug them. It made me feel so great. And then it kind of made me sad that we don't just like say it to each other all the time. It's a celebration. Why don't you
just talk to people?
We should be proud all the time and not scared to say happy pride. I should try saying it to everybody and just gauge
the different reactions. Sounds like she doesn't talk to a lot of people.
It sounds like she should just say, have a fucking nice day. No, did you ever get locked out when you were a kid?
In my house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your parents told you to get the hell outside?
Get outside?
Like your parents locked you out of the house.
Oh, my parents never locked me out of the house? Yeah. Well, I was locked out of the house.
I was intentionally locked out of the house with my brother and told to go have fun.
No, we just went outside to have fun.
Yeah, we were basically kicked outside because we were cooped up too long.
Now my mom has to tell me to go outside.
Years, and guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing. People are doing better. We have the highest unemployment, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We have more people. We've had over 15 million people brand new hired into the workforce. You know, my son says we all have various short-term descriptions for your jobs, for what you accomplish. And he should say Joe Jobs. And guess what? It's growing. The economy's growing.
I wasn't going to talk about Biden today, but Jesus Christ.
It just popped up.
And hey, Siri, how old is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is 81 years old.
Hey, Siri, how old is Barack Obama?
Barack Obama is 62 years old.
How the fuck? 19 years is his senior.
Yep.
It's just depressing, man.
That is a fact.
Is that Hunter Biden?
I don't think so.
No, that's, what's his name?
Jimmy Kimmel?
No. Tell me he falls. He's been being let out as an old man. Yeah, he's straight guiding him out. All the girls are twerking. These are like young, not even 18. What the hell?
We're breaking up some kind of like party or something?
That's what it looks like.
Nobody thought to grab me and say, I do. World star! World star!
Yeah, so grabbing her to lock her up, and dude just smacks a fat little Spanish dude. Just knocks him in the back of the head. It's like he doesn't get shot. And they just start twerking. What the hell?
So fucking dumb.
Like, that's going to do anything. He's going to try and just trying to distract people. Like, that's not going to work. Oh, there's a fight. A pub. Get him, mate. Oh, he smacked him like a little girl. The dude's holding his arms, though, so he can't hit anyone.
Yeah.
So he's just being attacked from behind and the side.
He's
just
being grabbed.
That so guy
hit a lady?
Mm-hmm. He's about to bash his cup. He's going to hit that lady again. I smacked him in the face.
Throwing chairs at him. Good night.
That's the guy who punched the girl. So I'm just saying, good night. If you punch a woman in any, I don't care if she's slapping you. He is like four times her size. Uh-huh. He could have just shoved her, but he straight wrecked her.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he got what it was. It's hilarious. What the hell is going on here? America has these weed packs getting out of control. Where'd you acquire this? That's GTA 5. And it says Trapscape. Trap PlayStation. Trap Station. No.
Oh, my God.
There's no way this is real. Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, blah, 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 PlayStation. It's straight wrapped up, and then it says Trap Station. You can't be that stupid. A cop's not going to fall for that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Cop's going to read it, and it's going to say Trap Station, and they're going to open it.
Well, if he opens the game up.
He's going to see that that's not a real CD, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, if he opens the game up.
But even if he sees the casing, it says Trap Station on the top of the casing. Look, Grand Theft Auto, Trap Station.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, you know what I mean?
I thought it just said that on the...
No, it says it on the casing. That's why that's... No way.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious. Trans activist who flashed the prosthetic bare breasts at the White House lawn has now been accused of assaulting 5 people. Damn.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Taylor Swift did what? Nothing? Just sat there dancing to her music? Oh, that's Beelzebub from his movie.
Tenacious D.
Of all time. Yeah. And chapter 3 of Post-Apocalypto is on YouTube's right now.
People are thinking it's a conspiracy. No.
You hit a 12-year-old. Turn around. Tell them you're sorry and I won't call the police. You can't hit a 12-year-old. Hit me. Hit me. Don't hit a 12-year-old. Here, slap me. Don't hit him because he has a right to carry his flag. An autistic 12-year-old. You hit a 12-year-old, ma'am. You have no right to hit a 12-year-old.
Back up.
Slap me.
Back up.
Slap me. She hit a 12-year-old.
I was right behind you.
I videoed him. I had my video right here. She hit him right in the arm. He's autistic.
She bumped into
She threw her elbow. I've got it right here. Did you hit him? Did you hit him? Then why did you apologize?
Are you done being racist?
No. Racist? How are we racist? We're Jews. Are we racist?
What are you doing?
What's going on here?
Wait, that woman.
What the hell is going
on
here?
My son.
Didn't hit anyone.
You weren't there.
I
got
right
it on video.
There.
So many things being thrown out.
I'm following you the whole way home. You don't hit a 12-year-old.
And now you're threatening women.
I'm not threatening. I told her to hit me if she wants to hit somebody. No. Admit you hit it and apologize and I walk away.
I'm sorry.
Tell me you hit
him. Bumping your shoulder.
You didn't bump it. You threw an elbow at a 12-year-old autistic kid.
Tell me to fuck off and he's walking away so I can...
I don't understand if it's liberal or conservative.
I'm lost on what that video was.
Apparently, the kid got bumped for protest. A 12-year-old shouldn't be protesting with its parents. It should be in school or doing something fun or living its fucking life. It shouldn't be roped in. My kids will never be roped into my political needs.
Mm-hmm.
Protect your children. Don't have them out there in the world. Just protect your damn children. This is nuts. Like the idea that you're going to chase that drunkard all the way across the street because she's some liberal, doesn't want Trump flags, etc. Cool. But I would have just beat her ass. I would have smacked her upside the head defending my child. Doesn't matter if he hit her. Kids are different, right? Like a man, bar fight, push her. Hit my kids. No, you're dead. There's a difference. I don't care if man, woman, child. Like if you're trying to cause harm, just... I'm going to throw a child probably, but like there's just straight assault for no reason. Fuck off. I don't care what I got to do. I would have hit her with that flag.
Right.
I wouldn't have chased her across the street. Cause then there's like malicious intent instead of reaction, you know, but man, oh, I'm sorry. I bumped you. And like, so who the fuck is the other one? I watched you and you weren't even there. I was like, oh, I was behind you. Just defending. Now you're racist. What the fuck is wrong with people? That one needs to unalive, you know?
Ridiculous allegations out of nowhere.
I don't know. Well, I'm racist. I'm Jewish.
I know you gotta be at the same level of mental health as me. Every day it's something new between the fucking news and the fucking stupid Biden and stupid Trump.
Before this goes anywhere else, I think this is a troll.
Probably.
Just put it out there.
This country's fucked. Every day we're spending more and more money. None of us are getting ahead. The rich people are the ones that are fucking getting ahead. I'm tired of struggling. I've done everything I can. I'm trying to be a good man. I take care of my daughter. I take care of my wife. The best I can. I can't keep going. Every day it's something new. Then on top of that, as if you're not trying to spend money, you have to. Fucking everything's expensive. I own a painting company. I still can't fucking make it. I'm fucking trying, man. I can't look at my daughter and my wife and know I'm failing.
Is there a point here?
I'm fucking
It's just sad. It's not a troll.
Everybody wake up. It's time to stand up. It's time to be tired of this. It's our turn to fucking eat. I want to eat. I want my family to eat. I want you guys to eat. Stand up. Let's go. Stand up, man. Let's fucking eat. I'm tired. Let's help each other. I don't care what your political affiliation is. I don't care what fucking color you are. If you are not eating and you're struggling, eat with me. Let's struggle together then. Let's be a team.
How does that make you feel?
Where do I start?
Just start. Where does it make you feel? Where does it put you?
It puts me in like a state of where other people are so worried about like other things that it's affecting them to the point of that. Like I could say the same about the situation that I'm in, but I'm like, well, like, you know, things that are beyond my control are things, why do I have to like worry about them and break down like that to that point? Because I'm like, well, if I can't control it, then what's the point? I can only affect what's in front of me, what's around me, what I can like actually physically get my hands on. So yeah, it's just, I don't want to say like this guy has like every right to feel what he's feeling, but like me personally, I wouldn't. I mean,
so he's the bearded Norse one at TikTok. Apparently he's got another video out. Eat the Rich, Venmo, Cash App. He owns a painting company, I'm assuming somewhere on the West Coast, because it's, you know, rainy season. Problem is, I'm a business owner and I'm doing significantly well in this economy. Not as well as I could be. I definitely 2020, 2021, I could have drove a Lamborghini and like I made $100,000 a month doing what I was doing. It was great. But I didn't know what to do with all that money.
Mm-hmm.
And taxes came, wiped out 49% of it. You know, so it was crazy to make $1 million in a year, but it was very easy to lose it. That gambling, fucking around. And now I'm paying less in taxes because I'm making less, but I'm basically living the same lifestyle. I do whatever I want when I need to, when I handle all my bullshit, but I've got different avenues. And I think I pivoted a lot more, and that allowed me to not be one of the people getting eaten. You know what I mean? Like I journeyed out and I did the fucking rug tufting, the soap, the resin, the woodworking, the fucking 3D print. I tried everything I thought was cool while I was doing well enough to fucking just try it. And I think a lot of people do so well in the times where it's like they're comfortable. That's the problem. The comfort doesn't always last.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm fearful the getting comfortable is going to kill me. Like I'll just fucking be dead one day. Like that, the moment everything's happy. So I'm like, okay, how can I do X, Y, and Z? It's probably my ADD or my hyper bullshit. But I think he probably had a lot more options before he got to this point.
Right.
Sure, I feel sad for him. But in that 20 minutes, he could have done a little advertising. He's got 3 posts on TikTok and he owns a fucking painting company. He doesn't talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, from like my business, from when I had it, there's definitely a lot of more things that I could have done.
You're also just not very experienced because it was your first business.
Oh yeah. But also there are definitely other, it definitely was one of those kinds of businesses where especially in such a rural town, it's going to be like such a, it's going to be like a difficult thing to start up because people really don't understand a lot of it. So a lot of it was like patient education and trying to, you know, tell people like, hey, you know, this is what we do. This is what it does, what it helps with. This is everything that we can do in order.
He's in Idaho. Sorry.
Oh, he's in Idaho.
Idaho.
But like, this is everything that we can do to help you. That's not traditional, like urgent care, emergency, having to call EMS, where it's like a little go between and a preventative of what we can do. And the second year of me being open, it was harder. There are definitely some times where I definitely could have gone and like done some contracts and probably like gained more money, but I really wanted to like double down to try and keep the business open. But it was just one of the choices that I made of like, well, you know, I could go off and do this and do contracts and get like tons of money, but I won't be here to be able to keep my business open to keep like a inflow of patients or whatever.
Well, that's why you were thinking of like going on contract, making a bunch of money and then buying this store from me. I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Yeah. Like not officially. It was definitely an idea that was floating around.
It was like, oh shit, you're making a lot of money and it seems really easy.
Right.
I'll buy it from you. It's, I could sell this store. Me and my wife were talking about it yesterday. I was like, if I put 70 in here, I've probably made at least $100,000 in profit in a year and a half. I don't know if that's bad to talk about or good. $100,000 on a $70,000 investment is better than the stock market. Almost as good as crypto in the last year. I know. But interesting enough, if I sold it for like $120,000, that would cover all hardware, all inventory, 3 months of training. Like, that's my lowest. I could probably, if I put two people in here and got this up to making like $30,000 a month, somewhere around 250, 300, but it's the population that's the concern. So it's got to be cheap enough because it's not coming with land.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a dream that I had sold it to Kirby. If you don't know who Kirby is, yeah, they suck. But unfortunately, it's not their fault. They just, you know, they're old and they're breaking down. It's tough for them. But it's funny because I had a dream. I was like, well, why don't they just refresh their entire look, buy my store,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll restart needing it again. Because I've now made six versions of this business. This is the sixth. And all of them have worked except for one. Bad partnership, put somebody in there. Just didn't work from day one. Nobody was motivated. But I've never really lost money on these businesses. They're just convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Some have made more, some have made less in the position they're in. But I think it's an option. Like if we, when I'm coming here 4 or 5 days a week, it's going to be 2.5 hours a day of driving. If I don't want to do that, I could just sell it to somebody or have somebody run it and just give me half of everything they make forever. That doesn't ever last though. Because right. On two hard months, somebody's going to be like, I'm not making enough. Got to go to Walmart. You know, if they don't maintain it.
Right.
But if this guy's a painter, why doesn't he pivot into something else? Because he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. By the time of that posting, you've seen the silence is never. The next video is this one.
Hey, guys. I really appreciate everybody, you know, watching my video and, you know, liking and following me and commenting and, you know, instant messaging me and telling me, you know, that I'm loved and that I'm not alone and we're all feeling the same way. And I've had other people, you know, say things like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. You're a man, you know, da-da-da-da-da, whatever. I don't care about that stigma. What I care about is this and how your guys' heads are as well. I grew up, first off, really like poor, right? So school wasn't an option. It was work or starve. And so I've been working my whole life. I've had a painting company for the majority of it. I'm 35. I've had a painting company for 18 years, a little over 18 years, actually. I'm not here to break the bank. I'm here to just survive like everyone else. I'd like to have a good life. What I am here to do, though, is just thank you all for all the love and support that you had given me. I really, really appreciate it. And it shows me that I'm not alone. And you're not alone. But with that being said, I do have one thing that I want to say to you guys. I want to be your voice. If you guys could just share me, make me go viral. So,
you fucked up the entire message right there by e-begging. Oh,
I can yell in their fucking faces. We're done. Put on your fucking battle boots and let's go. We're done. There's 533 of them, boys. 533. And the fucking president. I don't give a fuck about Biden. I don't give a fuck about Trump.
How do you feel about that?
Makes you cringe.
Yeah, it's so cringe, right?
Yeah.
I see. He took a good day after that went, you know, uber viral, 18 million, whatever views, 500,000 likes. Bravo. I felt for him the day he was struggling. And now he's like, you know what? I could probably make money if I got consistent views like this. So you know what? I'm going to be your voice. Get loud. Get mean.
Mm-hmm.
Make a message. That's not his message. He's like, I'm the middle class American who has owned a business. Technically, you're in the 1%, my friend. Like, you're in the like top 3% who have like owned and run a business. Probably cuts his taxes, you know. He's in a car, so he's better than 30% of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the bottom rung. You're struggling. But then you want to be the voice of like the middle class.
I don't give a fuck about none of them. I care that you're not eating. I care that I'm not eating. Fuck them. Fuck the rich. Wake up. It's up to us. We are the fucking people. There's millions of us. Look around, guys. Look around. Look at all these fucking people in these neighborhoods. There's millions of them.
He just doxed himself.
There's a million of them in America.
Well, looks like a pretty nice neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why are we struggling? They can't shut all our power off. They can't shut all our water off. They can't take us all to fucking jail. Yes. They simply do not have enough military.
Hold on. If they can't take you all to jail, they just build your jail around you. You know how fast they can put up a wall?
Probably pretty fast.
Pretty fucking fast. If they can't build you or put you in jail because the jails are full, they'll put your ass in a dome.
Simpsons.
Yeah, they'll do a million things. It's like, oh no, we don't have to have 500 million. We just need to have a border that's impenetrable. That's it. Oh God.
Or anything. If we stand up peacefully and stop going to work, stop buying things from Walmart and Target, stop following all the celebrities. Target's I don't even amazing, know though. Why people do that, period. Fuck the celebrities. And I'm sorry that I brought up the news. You guys seem to think that I watch the news because I had said it. I don't watch the news. What I care about is my family and my daughter and the American people. I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, Spanish. I mean, fuck, the list goes on and on and on. Race has never been anything in my head. Race has never been anything in my head. Never. You are our person. Period. Since a child, I've saw people as people. All I'm saying is we can do this. We can do this. Let me be your voice. I don't care if my voice gives out. Look at it. It's giving out. I've had a rough fucking week, boys. Rough fucking week. I'm trying to be everything I can be. And that's fucking all I can do. But I appreciate each and every single one of you. But we can do.
You could have at least had ChatGPT write this fucking demanding and horrible video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you know, how am I going to address my new 10,000 followers on TikTok? You know, I'm going to do that. Let me just see what OpenAI says. Okay, so I've written it. 30 seconds, probably 30 seconds to type. I'm a shitty typer. It's probably 3-4 paragraphs. It would take a couple of minutes. So mm-hmm. what we're going to do is recreate this script afterwards. We'll finish this last minute.
Make me go viral. I don't care. I don't want no fucking money or anything from this. I don't want no fame, no clout, no nothing. I just want to be your voice. The presidents ain't never been your fucking voice and you vote for them. None of them. None of them. We ain't going to motherfucking wars. We ain't going to no wars. None of us want to go
to wars. Put me in charge.
None of us want that shit. We want to live life where we don't have to work every single fucking day. Every single day to come home,
he do wants laundry, to be a celebrity.
Clean your fucking house, go to bed, do what? Enjoy 3 minutes of your fucking day? Fuck that. I'll blow a blood vessel for you guys. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired. And if I gotta go crazy, and if I gotta put myself out there to make a change for all of us in the hope that it will inspire you to stand up and do as I will with you, then let's fucking do it.
What are some comments on this video?
I'm going right back. I really needed that video today. You don't realize how you're helping other people. And he replied, no, somebody else. I wish my husband would open up like this. It's so hard for men to be real. Thank you for being real. 12 comments. There's nothing wrong with showing raw emotion as you're human. Nope. Eat the rich. Thank you for sharing. You're sharing this video to make me realize I'm not alone. Is nobody calling him out? Because this one only has how many views? 45,000. People are reposting. Let's just eat the rich, eat the rich. Another one. So, and we're going to watch this last.
What's up, guys?
I don't know how long video. It's got to be quick.
So, I was on a live earlier, and a lot of people were unsure of where to start and what to do. I've got some ideas. A lot of good ideas, I hope. A lot of ideas that are going to take the community to do it.
Like not facing the fucking sun.
The biggest thing is we got to be careful with how we do this, guys, because they're treason. Tyrannical. And
yeah, he looks like he's about to go tell people to storm no a building or something.
Like the, made,
like the guy with the bomb like in the car, and like the numerous people going to blow up Biden.
Representatives, including the president and everybody in the House and Senate, because they're not representing us the way they should be. With that being said, you all have the right to go out, film any public worker in the course of their duties. Don't go into any restricted areas. If you do that, the more cameras on everybody, the more things get brought to light, the more things are going to change. We can't let this just be a trend. We got to keep pushing forward. If my voice can carry your voices and your voice can carry my voice, then it's only up for us. You see the sun behind me? That's our destination. I want to go to the moon.
To burn.
Apes work together, right? We're the apes. We have strong diamond hands, guys.
Oh, my God.
I love you guys. You guys have reached out. So much support.
I'm glad he's getting
some
support.
One thing that I really hate is all the divide I'm still seeing. Even though we're all agreeing on the same thing.
Enemy of your enemy's my friend. Reach out to the Muslim community.
Puerto Rican, Asian, Spanish. It's Indian. Like, if you are in this country and you're struggling like me and you're struggling like them, then let's change. It's crazy that it takes someone to be so vulnerable, put themselves out there to say what we're all feeling.
Not all
for us all to feel the same way and to know that we're not alone. For far too long, we've been silent. Far too long, we've been silent. We've done everything that they ask us to do. We go to work every day. We come home. We cook, we clean.
I vote for you for president, somebody says.
We kiss our kids, spend a little bit of
my
time with them.
My kids will never go to war, ever.
Hop on social media, hop on whatever. And you realize, man, this country's fucked up. Like, you guys have given me an opportunity to have a following, to speak up.
There's 7,000 followers.
I need to get big. So collectively, our voices are big. I need to, get big so I can get on the important side of things and be brought, attention be brought to it. If I don't have
but attention all to what?
Everyone's support.
What's, can we get a fucking status letter here? Like some list of demands? What are your 7,000 followers and yourself as the cult leader going to request?
I mean, he said he wants to bring attention to stuff, what, but he also says he doesn't watch the news.
Like, what's the attention to? That's what I'm saying. He just wants to fire all the political people? Why? There's some good political people. There's some, like, really Jesus-loving, God-fearing Christian, Judas. There's all those people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is just giving me an aneurysm.
And I'm asking for it, and I'm begging for it because I need it.
Like I called him an e-beggar.
I'm not trying to give up, man, in a month. This ain't that celebrity shit where everyone blocked them because they said let them eat cake. Them fuckers have always thought about that with us, man. The government's no different. And the elites that are ruining this world are the ones that are running the government. This isn't a conspiracy anymore, guys. We obviously know there are super elite, powerful people out there that have a lot of fucking money. And when you have a lot of money and you have all that power, the only thing fun left to do is to create divide and, you know, get people to hate each other and basically want to kill each other, man. And they've done a great job. But it's funny because, like, vibrations are... Like,
8 minutes?
You follow those other people that are doing it for the reasons of surviving are using this platform the way that they want to. You know, it's helping them. But it's crazy that there's so much of a following for that. But when I'm touching on real topics, and we're all hurting the same way that I am, you would think I'd blow up a lot faster so I can get more of a voice.
Every time he says it, I'm just getting more and more. I'm just
anywhere big enough to be like dipshit Logan and his dummy brother. Oh, I love Joe Rogan. Cool.
Okay, I hate Logan Paul and Jake Paul, but they are genius marketers. Mm-hmm. At the bare level, at anything that you take from them is they know how to spin what they need to get what they want. They're good at it. Marketing is how you sell yourself. They're great at it.
Right.
E-begging will get you nowhere. He's in a position of like being desperate. I get it. But if, and Bearded Norse One. I'll send you this video. ChatGPT is free. I'm not even signed in. And you see what it has given me. We're going to finish this little...
Dude, good podcast. But if I could get the opportunity to be on that, then maybe I'm going to use it in the fight to get ahead. I'm not in this for the clout. I'm not in this for money. I don't care about the money. Any money I do get from this, I guarantee you I'm going to use it in the fight to get ahead. What set me off, man, is I can't work no more. I own a painting business and I can't work no more because I can't afford to fix my truck. And that was the last straw that broke the camel's back the other day. I can't even afford to fix my truck, man. And hundreds of you guys are in the same boat. And I'm tired. Stand with me. Be the voice. I'll use my voice until it gives out. Just make sure you got my back when I need it.
Okay, so his truck breaks down and he has no money. A, insurance. If you got insurance, you can get a new truck. There's a million ways around that. B, fucking walk. Get a cart. If you can't afford the motor you need, get a fucking cart. I know people that... and. There's a guy in Sacramento that literally drags carpet repair and sidewalk paint stuff house to house in a giant cart hooked to his bike. And he makes probably 1,000 bucks a day. But he's like 70. That like there's people who try, pivot, do something else.
Yeah.
Like go fucking walking. you'll lose weight. You'll do all kinds of things, and you'll start recording it. Get a GoPro when you make enough money. Boom, here you go. Or an extra phone. Here, look, made this.
There's a guy around town who would just walk around with a lawnmower and just cut people's lawns.
Geraldo. Senor Pinion.
Earl J. Hay. Yeah.
Yep. There's a Mr. Pinion does the same thing. So I made him a little script to make it easier. His first one would have been, hello, everyone. I want to start by saying thank you and thank you for the time I took to watch my recent video where I poured my heart about the challenges my family and I are facing. The response has been overwhelming, with millions of resonating with our story. Cut to clips of supportive comments, messages scrolling on screen. It's clear the struggle is not unique. Many of us are facing similar hardships, financial pressures, stress, feeling overlooked by the powers that be. And I want you to know that you are not alone. Our story is your story. And together we can make voices heard. Cut to footage of your wife, daughter smiling and playing. Happiness. It's just not about us. It's about the millions of hardworking families across the country who are struggling to make ends meet to provide for their loved ones and hold on to their dreams. And it's about standing up for the middle class, for fairness and a better future for our children. Transition scenes to media coverage of political figures. I also want to address the media and politicians who sometimes seem out of touch with the real challenges facing ordinary people. Our crybaby video wasn't just about airing grievances. Thanks, ChatGPT. It was a call to action, a call to bridge the gap between powerful and everyday citizens who power this country. Cut to you speaking passionately and crying. We will not be silenced. We will not be ignored. Together, we can demand accountability, transparency, and policies that support hardworking families like ours. We can make a difference, but it starts with each of us standing up and speaking out. Cut to a montage of you engaging in community activities, challenging, advocating for change. I urge you to join us in the movement. Share your stories, connect with others who are fighting the same battles. Let's build a better future together. We can create a society where everyone has a fair shot at success, where the middle class thrives, and where the voices of ordinary people are heard and respected. Closing scene. You and your family looking hopeful. Thank you again for your support. Let's keep pushing forward, because together we are stronger, tougher. Together we can make a difference. Fade out with uplifting music. And contact information for viewers to get involved, including Zelle, Cash App, all that bullshit you have on your page. End of script. This script is designed to resonate with the audience, acknowledge the support, emphasize importance and collective action. You just need to think. Use the tools that are available to you. And you would not seem like an e-beggar.
Right.
I'm just saying, that was 30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Versus
that fucking script is good, though.
Yeah.
That would have been... C'est magnifique. That would have been for my interview with a vampire people. That would have been a Lestat action right there. That was cold blooded. Yeah. If you don't watch Interview with a Vampire, I'm sorry. Shit is hard. So I'm not going to follow this guy. Unfortunately, he doesn't deserve a follow, because then I'll get a message saying, if you support me, pay for 1/100th of my engine. You know what I mean? But he has this whole fucking... his whole video of his house. 531 somewhere else. Oh, so you painted all this? I couldn't tell. It's 28 seconds of no explain.
Yeah, he only hashtags it. Not even like clips of him painting or anything.
Like, I understand what he's trying to do, but he's got 7,198. He only had 961 before, but now he's following like an extra 200 people. He had 6,000 likes. Now he's got 72,000 likes. So, damn. Right here with him, business owner, blah, blah. If they don't know with you and the toxic injectables, they target your mental health, well-being. So, it's a tough day in America. But just don't be like him. Try and pivot. Don't flip script and, like, bang down the door of Congress. Like, fuck Congress. Don't put them in your mind. Don't put the laws and the bullshit in your mind. Use what you got available to start trying to make some money, and the powers that be will tell you, like, if you're doing something wrong, or generally you know what's illegal and not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing something against the will of the, like, I operated a business for my first year without licenses, without paying taxes, all kinds of shit. And you know what happened to me? Not because I was a white man, not because I'm privileged, because I was with a black person at the time, and we both were like, yeah, business owners doing the same thing. Both got the same warning, so don't go there. Slap on the wrist. Like, hey, come down, pay $20 in a fine, get your license. We'll fast speed it next day. Mm-hmm. They did it same day. Give me a license. Said, oh, fuck the back taxes. We understand. Didn't even ask me to pay it. Didn't send me a requirement. And said, no, it's fine. Okay. Thanks. this really? And then those are the same people that I have to send a rebuttal to, because apparently my sending them a, hey, we're closing, we're selling the business, wasn't good enough. So they came back last week and were like, hey, you have a lapsed, license from the Board of Household Goods and Management, which in California, everyone needs and must have.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nobody pays for it. And they're like, oh, I don't need it, until you get that slap on the wrist and start paying for it. Yeah. But it's America. You know what I mean? A lot of these, apparently the Trump rallies are going nuts lately. Oh, wow. Jesus. Is that Donald Trump?
Yeah, it looks like it.
He's like, ha, this is how you grill a burger. That's one hell of a grill. It's on wheels. Jesus. This is another banger from Donald Trump.
Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time.
So the importance of community banks is they are as they are called. They're in the community. Led by members of the community.
No, hold on.
They are
people who
understand the capacity of the community, the needs of the community, the culture of the community.
Space is exciting.
Wrong.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
Wrong.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Is this real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen these one by one. It's so much worse together. You know? Her running again. And that is a lie.
Felt like I just lost one of my last two brain cells.
Yeah.
I'm going to be super confused when they show up threatening to overthrow our leaders. And we're all stoked and offer to help. Aliens are going to be super confused.
Oh, here we go. More another one. So somebody else doing. So somebody else saw his bullshit. Because this is. Wow. Disabled veteran goes off on the government. Yep. This is the third video I've seen like this. It's almost impossible. People don't like the job Biden is doing. So a lot of people are doing the same shit.
Would anyone go to war for you? I'm 100% disabled fucking veteran. And guess what they do when you get out? First, they break you down and they brainwash you. And yep. Then they tell you, hey, you're a soldier now. You're an airman now. You're a marine now. You're a sailor now. Stand with pride in your uniform that costs like $800 that you have to pay out of your own paycheck. They don't just give it to you. You gotta pay for it.
What?
And then after they brainwash you, they throw you the fuck in the trash. Nobody wants to go to war for you.
I don't know why he had to pay for it unless he kept it, because you're supposed to turn him in.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to pay for them. They are government issued. That's why it's called government issued.
No! You don't take care of the American people. You True. Don't take care of the service members. And by Wrong. God, you goddammit, don't fucking take care of the veterans. Fuck Wrong. You! And the
In my opinion, I'm just saying, we get the care that they have given us, which is more than like you are legally obligated to do to your own children. So we get 3 meals a day
mm-hmm.
and we get pay. It may not be the best pay. We get medical. It's not the best medical, but that's why it's now the lowest rung on the workforce, because you start in the shit. I respect the way that it's run because they're making a killing off of it. And you just have to know and be aware that you're not some stupid kid trying to escape something. And then you can take a minute and be like, okay, I'm going to eat shit for a couple of years in order to be where I'm at. But that blatant, like, fuck the military idea, fuck the veteran services, you're benefiting off of it. That man gets at least $3,000 a month in his bank account for nothing. He doesn't have to do anything to earn it day by day. And let, you know, he could be without an arm, a hand, a blast, shrapnel, mental, PTSD. I suffer from my own. I get my compensation and pension. I love it. It's free extra money every month. That's to an extreme where if he got his compensation and pension cut off tomorrow for all the shit he says, he would immediately change. Be like, oh, no. I love America. It's the best. Immediately.
Right.
But the government doesn't have the right to just shut it off. So they can't test these fuckers. But I would love to. If only the Democrats right now would just give me the switch to start fucking with people on TikTok that are like, I'm a disabled veteran. And be like, benefits off.
Just like a make call my this, day version
yeah,
of it.
Just call this hotline. Yeah, can you tell me what your grievances are? Oh, yeah, fuck you. Da, 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 da. Okay, 90-day suspension. Figure it out. Yeah, the tune would be changed because they don't have to do shit for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's such entitled. I know the government doesn't have to give me shit. It's a benefit. That's why it's called a benefit. Shut the fuck up. I'm so done with these veterans just going apeshit about the way the world is around them when they don't have to fucking strive. Like, this man is nice and pruned, cut, clean. The other guy just got off a job, really felt for his first video before the e-begging.
Right.
This guy is like sitting around day in and day out. I was like, no, make sure I'm clean. Go see my girl. Get my beard done. Make sure my eyebrows are touched up. Hat backwards. No, fuck the man. I'm not making enough. I got a side job and I make a compensation and pension check every. Don't pay taxes on that shit. Fuck the man. I'm out. Like $60,000 a year and you're just gonna sit in your car and bitch.
Right.
Go do something meaningful. Like, go volunteer at the VA. That's what a lot of the people who are 100% disabled do.
Really?
They go and give back to the other vets because they don't have to work. Let alone you get nearly $3,000 a month being a married, you know, disabled veteran. Plus you get BAH or an allowance for housing. So you get another like $1,000 to $5,000, depending on where you live, the area zip code. Plus some of the best medical and dental I've ever seen in my life. TRICARE is the best. Because there are anyone who has TRICARE and bitches, fuck you, let me finish this statement. There are worse, Blue Shield, Medicaid, etc. There are worse ones than TRICARE. Mm-hmm. There are better ones than TRICARE. But it is some of the most consistently fuckeried medical services I've ever had in my life. And I'm thankful that I know where they'll fuck around. You never know with Blue Shield, Crisscross, Double X, all these places that are going to be like, you know, we decided to deny that $60,000 thing you already had done last week. Paying cash, or, you know, your credit's fucked.
Right.
Appeal by paper or by coming in, but you have to walk 6,000 miles. Like something stupid, like the South Park episode. But this shit drives me nuts because I know so many veterans that love this country, regardless of who's in charge. The country as a meaning is whole, always, everlasting freedom, choice, America.
Mm-hmm.
We have it. We could vote new people in any day, but we all can't get off each other's asses to go, you know what? We should probably discuss the pros and cons instead of like, oh my God, the world's burning. Get them out. There's always a problem. Everyone's got different problems. Shut up. Deal with it. Like, comment, subscribe, or don't. That's your choice. America.